This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Election turnout is higher in Mesa County so far this year than in the rest of the state, but it's still lower than the county's last off-year election in 2019. Some voters, like Tom Hansen, say they don't trust mailing their ballot or using a machine to vote. Instead, Hansen chose to vote in person at a polling place in Grand Junction.
I vote with paper and it goes into the box, and pretty much I think that's pretty safe the old-fashioned way.
Distrust of voting machines prompted Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters to allegedly take part in a security breach regarding voter information earlier this year. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold has barred Peters from overseeing this election, which Peters says is meritless. Voters statewide have until 7 o'clock tonight to turn in their ballot. Open enrollment on the state's health insurance exchange started yesterday. Right now, about 380,000, or nearly 7% of Coloradans, do not have health insurance. Kevin Patterson, CEO of Connect for Health Colorado, says a lot of people don't realize they can get financial help.
It's private insurance for folks that are working, that are making more than you would qualify for Medicaid. And especially with the American Rescue Plan, folks are seeing pretty screaming deals.
There is a deadline to enroll, but Patterson says people can get exceptions for life-changing events during the ongoing pandemic. In Denver, it's nearing 40 degrees with rain likely tonight. Grand Junction still in the 50s and cloudy with a chance for showers. And Vail has a winter weather advisory until tomorrow morning with an overnight low below freezing.